This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome, welcome. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth Guma at Radio K Pulpit. Good afternoon, my family. Today is the 21st of July, 2025, 12 o'clock. Opikop, goeiemiddag, Molweni. Welcome back to Radio K Pulpit. I want to thank the Lord for your life this morning. Again, my family, you are here with Pastor Elizabeth Guma, and my program is Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. I hope and I believe you've been blessed. And today you're going to be blessed again. We have another guest here with me. Is a sister in Christ, a sister in the Lord, a person that loves God so much, a woman of God that fears the Lord. Her name is Minister Vivian Vatiswa Higo Hassan. Say, as with my UP studio, as a brief mensa, please, my family, grab your cup of coffee and relax back and listen to us as Minister Vivian Vatiswa will share with us a testimony as well as encourage the women. The lady Vivian Vatiswa Higo Hassan has her own woman movement, which is built on the rock of Jesus Christ. We call it a kitchen to bedroom. Yeah, hulle sê kom bys na die bed, na die slaapkamer toe. Maar ons gaan meer uitvind by wat is so, wat sê met dit bedoel. So, kry net jou koppie koffie gereed en sit lekker agteroor, sit die heater aan, is 'n bietjie koud hier aan die kant van Kaapstad. But, yeah, the Lord is faithful. The Lord is gracious to us and we give Him praise. Can we close our eyes as we pray? Heavenly Father, we give You praise this morning. We give You glory. We give You honor and adoration. Holy Spirit, take over. It is not about us. It's about the kingdom work of Jesus Christ. And this morning, as myself and Minister Vatiswa is on air, oh Lord God, so many listeners that is listening to us, let them be blessed this morning. Let someone get something out of the testimony that will be shared by the Minister Vivian Rigo Hassan, and let them be blessed this morning, Father. Bless each and every one of us this morning at the studio in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Mr. Vivian Higo Hassan. I'm just going to read something about her. She's actually my sister in Christ, a woman of God, that she's doing a movement where she changed, transformed lives, feeding the people, feeding communities. That is what she loves to do. And she's doing it with her eyes closed. I love what she's doing. She's at the site of Chatsworth. She used to live in Cape Town at Brooklyn, but by the grace of God, they moved to Chatsworth. Minister Vivian Higo Hassan, she's born in Beaufort West. Ja, as daar mense van die Beaufort West is, julle kan maar inskakel en julle kan luister, julle suster gaan vanmiddag of ja, iets met julle sies. Sy's van Beaufort West in die Karoo. Hulle sê dis in die Karoo. Hallelujah. Then she relocated to Cape Town. She's happily married for 19 years. Happily married for 19 years. By God's grace, and being with her husband for 24 years, we give the Lord praise for that grace. And she's blessed with three daughters, Bahati, Lilita, and Sifa. And we thank God for the life of the free generation in Christ. She resigned, myself and her used to work for government. She worked for the municipality. She resigned 2014. I worked in the High Court, and I resigned 2014 too, to go and to work for the Lord. And to do His great commission. And we are doing it with our eyes closed. We are so happy in what we are doing. And she is ordained a minister at God's Army Tabernacle Church under the leadership of Dr. Prophet Stephen Osadolo, which is our spiritual father in the Lord. And we want to thank the Lord for the founder and of Women Empowerment Movement called Kitchen to bedroom. Ooh, ons gaan baie hoor vandag. Me van die kombuis na die bad, na die bed, na die slaapkamer toe mense. Tune in and stay there and be blessed. Over to you, Minister Vivian, my sister in Christ. God bless you. Over to you. How are you this morning?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth. You are all greeted, all listeners of Cape Pulpit. Greetings this afternoon in the wonderful name of Jesus. I thank God for this opportunity and this platform of Cape Pulpit. And I thank God for you, Pastor Elizabeth, for inviting me today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Vatiswa. Yes, welkom. You are welcome. Thank you so much. We are looking forward to what you are about to say. Ons gaan nie gou vinnig vir 'n breekie. Ons kom weer terug. Luister na die song wat nou gaan speel.
Amen.
Dankie dat julle nog steeds ingeskakel is. Thank you for tuning in with us at Radio Cape Pulpit with Pastor Elizabeth Guma. I'm here with my guest, Minister Vivian Hugo Hassan. Hallelujah. So I want to thank the Lord for her life. She's here without wasting time. The theme of vandag, our theme today is building our homes. Oh my God. Building our homes, building our marriages, our businesses, everything, our families, and the foundation, which is the rock, Jesus Christ. And Fatiswa is going to tell us more about that. This is a woman that will tell us more about kitchen to bedroom. So she's building that home, building that marriage, and building our business and our families on that rock, which is Jesus Christ. Over to you, Minister Fatiswa. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth Guma. Thank you so much to the listeners, those who are listening this afternoon. You are all blessed in Christ Jesus. You are speaking to Minister Fatiswa Hugo Hassan. I am the founder of Women Empowerment Movement called Kitchen to Bedroom. Kitchen to Bedroom is a movement. We are women, we are married, we are single, but we are teaching women on how do we build our families on the rock, the foundation, Jesus Christ. The devil is also fighting homes, but it is our duty now, since we are in Jesus Christ, we need to change the game. Mm. We change the game because our identity is in Christ Jesus. The reason we called our movement Kitchen to Bedroom is through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. For it is written in the book of Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
That's right.
Sure. When we are in Christ Jesus, we become new creations in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. We leave the old to our past because we are now registered in the kingdom of light. Mm-hmm. I used to make noise at home when my husband is having an objection. I will be the one who wants to be the one who's speaking the last.
Sure.
That time I was not in Jesus Christ yet. Mm. I started to realize there's a lot of noise inside my home, but I couldn't comprehend where there's a small voice that is trying to show me the other side. Mm. But when I got born again, I started to realize that I'm serving a different kingdom than the earthly culture where I used to do things the earthly way. So the Holy Spirit laid in my heart that I must start a movement. After I resigned working for the courts at the municipality, at the traffic court, I had to put down the work and focus to the voice inside of me. Mm. So when I started Kitchen to Bedroom, we started also to do a lot of welfare in Chatsworth, where we're reaching out to the communities, reaching out to the souls, and also giving them food. Not only about the food, also about telling them about Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Because I'm a living testimony about Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So Kitchen to Bedroom, we start with the kitchen. A home is built by the mother of that house.
My God.
And it all starts in the kitchen. Mm. There's a lot of ministry in the kitchen. And also, that what was laid in my heart is that we are losing a generation. Mm. A generation that we're supposed to teach that for their tomorrow, they're supposed to know how to build the home from the kitchen, keeping the kitchen tidy all the time, the way we cook for our families, the way we cook for our husbands. We need to use passion. Other women, they go to work, and when they come back home, they are tired. They've got their frustrations at work. Mm. They bring the same frustration back home, and it ought not to be so.
Wow.
So with
Minister Vivian, let me just, sorry to interrupt
amen,
you there.
Amen,
if we go to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24, my
yes,
listeners and
yes.
My family, mm-hmm. The Bible makes us to understand it's a parable of the wise and the foolish builders. Mm-hmm. Now, as Minister Fatiswa is talking here today, I want us to really listen to the message, because are we the wise builders or are we the foolish builders? Which means, are we building our houses on the rock, which is Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Or are we building our houses on the sand? Yes. Hallelujah. Ek wil gou daai parable, yes, woman of God, and I want you to also read it in Afrikaans, in English.
Amen.
I'll read it in Afrikaans. He says in Afrikaans, elkeen dan wat na hierdie woorde van my luister en dit nie doen nie, hom sal ek vergelyk met en wat dit doen, hom sal ek vergelyk met 'n verstandige man wat sy huis op 'n rots gebou het. So as jy doen wat God sê ons moet doen, dan is ons 'n verstandige man. Dan bou ons, is dit ons marriage, is dit ons familie, is dit ons kinders, is dit enige iets, dan bou ons dit op 'n rots wat is Jesus Christus. Maar hy sê, en as die reën geval het, en die waterstroom het geskom, en die wind het gewaai en teen daardie huis aangestorm, en dit het nie geval nie, want sy fundament was op die rots. So which means, woman of God, what you are trying to say, if when we build anything concerning our lives and the rock Jesus Christ, even if the wind may blow, the storms may come, the rain may fall, that foundation is solid.
It's solid.
That marriage is solid.
Fortified.
That business is solid. That is what you are trying to say. Yes. Because it's built on the foundation of the rock Jesus Christ. Is that what you are saying?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Pastor.
And tell us about the foolish ones in the sight of the kitchen and also the wise ones in the sight of the kitchen before we also go to the bedroom.
Yes, we are still in the kitchen, Pastor.
Yes.
The foolish ones in the sight of the kitchen is to allow children to do whatever. I notice there are kids who always come home. They will just put everything around. Other women also, they like to give the responsibility of the kitchen to their housekeepers. So with kitchen to bedroom, we teach the women, even if you are at work, train your children maybe to take the meat out for it to defrost, but it's your responsibility and your duty to cook for your family. Yes, I know there are times where we want to do takeaways, but we need to balance.
Yeah.
A home needs to be a welcoming home. When your husband have his own frustrations outside, when they get home opening the door, they must know now we are entering home. The atmosphere needs to shift. It all starts from your kitchen. We keep order in our kitchens. By keeping order, we always keep the place tidy. Wow. We don't want to see skolegoot lying around all over like faduka, dirty. We want to see the order of the kingdom.
Beautiful.
We believe that the Holy Spirit always dwells in a saturated atmosphere.
Yeah.
So that is the order of our kitchen. And the women, they must stop attitude. When you go to the kitchen, let your flesh be laid down. Don't take it personal. Listen to your spirit. You will start to get more ideas. There's a lot of ministry from the kitchen. You can start to put everything together. You need to pray for the food of your husband before you serve him. Take a tray, put the everything nice.
Course,
even if he did make you angry, don't take it personal. It's not him. It is the flesh that is making you angry. Your duty as a wife, you need to serve your husband.
Sure.
It cannot change. He's the head of that home.
Praise
Amen.
God. Thank you so much, woman of God. I love what you are saying. Your house must be warm.
Yes.
Your kitchen must also be clean, neat, as wise women in Christ. Hallelujah. We are talking to the wise wives and wives women in Christ. And I love what you are saying. Sometimes, even if we have helpers, you said it's very important for the women to make sure that you prepare that nice, lecker meal. For your husband and not just allow the helper to do it. You get me now?
Yes.
So that he can eat out of what you have cooked and not out of what the helper has made.
Yes.
You understand? So, yeah, I love that. And with our kids, what do you say? Do we teach them? Is it just for the boys or is it for the girls as well? Can we involve them there in the kitchen? We need to teach them. What are you telling?
Yes,
what are you
Pastor,
saying?
Remember, we are entrusted with destinies.
Yes.
We are raising a free generation in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts with us as women.
Wow.
They will never be free until us as mothers of Zion, we pave the way for them.
Yes.
So there is no boy, there is no girl in the kingdom. That is why Jesus, God always mentioned the sons. The sons of God doesn't mean it's only men. It all comes to women and to men. So with the boys, we also invited the UWC students last year.
Okay.
They came, they put our aprons, kitchen to bedroom, the red aprons.
Wow.
They started to enjoy because we were preparing them for their exams.
Oh, you also have aprons there with you.
Yes, that is our uniform. We've got a red apron. We allowed them to put it on, but it was more about us preparing them for their exams. My daughter even passed with cum laude.
Wow.
First generation to graduate this year. She passed last year at the university. So the boys were excited, starting to learn the different recipes, and I teach them how to communicate with food, like from your inner man.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much, my minister. We're quickly going to go for a short break. Thank you so much. We'll be back right now. Thank you, woman of God. Welcome back. Thank you so much. Eers terug daar met Elizabeth, Pastor Elizabeth Guma. Daar is song wat nog gespeeld is by U. By U is my lewe vir altyd by the Direction Band. I want to thank the Lord. It is a baie, baie magtige song en ek kan attest to it. By U is my lewe vir altyd. Here, ons kan nie sonder hom nie. Nee, ons dankie Here. Daar is a song wat gespeeld is, is by Revelation Enterprises wat sê ek sal sing. So kom ons sing dierbares op hierdie blou maandag. Ons sing, ons is aan die kant van die lewende, so ons is dankbaar vir die Here en ons loof en ons prys hom. Terug by minister Vivian Vatiswahigo Hassan wat praat oor building our homes, marriages and families on a foundation which is the rock Jesus Christ. The minister Vatiswa also told us about something about the children. That's it. That she mentioned something that she mentioned about our children, which is our sons and daughters. As the belief men, so please, my family, let's put them in the kitchen. Let's allow them to be in the kitchen. Let's allow our sons and daughters to be in the kitchen. Woman of God, I remember many years back when my son, I was busy pulling out grasses, bring out grasses outside. Mm. And he came to me and he's like, Mom, are you a dad? And I asked him, no, my son. I told him, no, my son, I'm a mother. Why? He said, but why are you pulling out grass like a daddy?
Yeah.
So, baie kere denk hulle, dat hierdie werk is nie vir ons, ons is net vir die mans mense, of is net vir die vrou mense. But it's also good to expose our children to the work inside the home. You get me now? More to the child, more especially our sons and our daughters. You get me now? The boys. Because ons maak hulle gereed vir die future. Ons maak hulle gereed vir hulle vrouens wat hulle gaan trou.
Yeah.
And the Bible say in Proverbs 2 verse 16, I say, train up a child in a way he should go. Yes. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So let's train them up. Train them up. Niet te hard wees nie, maar kom ons train hulle op. Het gaan hulle help in die future. En daai kry jy in die boek van Spreuke 22 vers 6. Minister Vivian, over to you, my darling.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Yes, we also bring the knowledge of the fact that life is more spiritual than physical.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we are here physically, but there is a spirit that is advocating us. It is the Holy Spirit.
Beautiful.
It is so wise for us as the children of the kingdom of God to learn about the communication.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to learn about the communication of spirituality, that is driving your physical, but you start to do things differently.
Wow.
Remember, Pastor Elizabeth, we are living in a fallen world.
Mm.
This is a dark world where there are protocols, principles, and ethics.
Mm.
So us as the children of the kingdom of God, we need to focus in our principles. What we see today, like the crime, a lot of things happening, we always judge the people who are doing the crime, but there's a spirit behind that is driving those bodies to do the negative.
Sure.
Until we bring that knowledge to the humans that life is more spiritual and Jesus Christ is the only answer.
Mm.
The world is perishing today because they don't have that knowledge, and the knowledge is Christ.
Mm.
So in kitchen to bedroom, we are teaching more about that and how our children need to live, going to school, also live in Christ.
Mm.
Entering class, you need to pray, even for your teacher. Even their marks at school, now we see their academics. They are doing a lot of impact, not by their own strength, but through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So we are pleading with the parents to please raise the children in the knowledge of Christ. You will see a change. We are that generation of change. Our generation was not so privileged to be raised in Jesus Christ. Now I'm coming from a background of culture, of tradition.
Mm.
I'm the first one to be born again in my family.
Sure.
And I thank God for preserving me because I've seen Jesus Christ who preserved my life from my foundation. Amen.
Amen.
So, yes, that is what I wanted to say about the kitchen, Pastor. Women need to keep order in the kitchen.
We need to use
the kitchen for building our foundation, start in the kitchen as a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the way you teach your children, the way you address your husband, it all starts with us. There's a lot of marriages that are broken today.
Sure.
Yes, we always blame men, but we need to look at ourselves first as women. How did we build our homes? I used to be angry if my husband is coming back home drunk. Mm. waiting for him to open the door, the first thing I will do is to start to shout at him. So there was no order first from me. So when I started to take the journey with Jesus Christ, I started to learn that I didn't serve the kingdom well, but God is a God of a second chance. And he started to teach me mysteries on how do you build your home on Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. From the kitchen.
From the kitchen. Thank you so much, Minister Vatiswa. And a very important thing there, woman of God, is children already look at Christian role models. So yes, they must look at us as Christian role models.
Yes.
I always say that the children are not doing what we ask them to do. They do what we do.
Yes.
So if we don't want to have stress and depression, let's do the right thing.
Yes.
As the parents. So which means that the children can also follow and do the right thing that we are doing. Like your mother, stay in your lane, do mm-hmm. the right thing. Father, stay in your lane,
stay
do the right thing.
Yes.
Because your young son is watching you. He's following you. Your young daughter is watching you. She's following you.
Yes.
So if we want to build Christian generations, mm-hmm. children that will make us proud
yes.
one day, that will look up and say, well done, my children, we need to be their Christian role models.
Yes.
That is what you are saying.
Yes,
you get me now?
Yes.
So it's of no use. Ek het een keer 'n storie gemaak by die kerk vrou van die Here. Van 'n man wat 'n pyp rook en hy rook hom. En hy rook hom en hy hoes en hy sê, en hy hoes en hy sê vir die kind, my seun, jy moet op, jy moet besigtig wees, moenie rook nie, want rook maak jou dood, maar hy rook
vir die kind.
Vir die kind sê my kind, moenie rook nie, rook maak jou dood, maar die papa trek, hy dink so, hy enkie. You get me now? So wat leer ons kinders as,
ja,
as ouers? En ek dink beide van ons ouers moet ons pride in ons sakke indruk, and
yes,
we must do the right thing.
Yes.
We must do the right thing so that our children can be preserved from the mess of the world.
Yes.
You get me now? Let them see men and women in their houses, fathers and mothers, as Christian great role models. There are role
Amen.
Models outside,
yes,
which is in the world, and they are Christian role models. And let's play our part,
Amen,
as the parents in the life of our children.
Yes.
So, as I believe, my family, laat hy seentjie, hy skoolig is vas. Yes, please let him wash the dishes. Let him. I'm doing that to my children, woman of God.
Mm.
As I'm speaking to you right now, I go home and when I'm at home, I come in and I will see they cooked very nice food,
nice,
and I will say, oh, my children, this food is delicious.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the boys.
Yeah.
You get me now? I've got one son, and his cousin is also with him.
Mm.
So they cook very well, nice food, and
Amen.
We always compliment them.
Compliment them,
and
yes,
tell your children you love them.
Yes.
Hug your son, hug your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Let us show them that love.
Amen.
So that when we do that, woman of God, our children will be blessed,
Amen,
where they are going.
Yes.
Thank you, woman of God. I think you can continue. You can go to the bedroom now. So ek dink mense wag met hulle koppies koffie daar en hulle wil weet wat gaan aan die slaapkamer aan. Hoe gaan ons ons gedra? Wat gaan aan? Maybe it will come in a different way. So yeah, over to you, woman of God. Thank you so much. I
Amen.
Think the one of the kitchen is clear now.
Yes, I think also.
You'll wrap it
Pastor.
Up later on.
Amen.
Let's go to the bedroom.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Yes, with the bedroom, you know, when we're wearing our aprons, because when we go out as the women of kitchen to bedroom, we always put on our aprons, written kitchen to bedroom.
Wow.
So people always ask, the bedroom, they start to think the opposite side.
Okay.
But remember, kitchen to bedroom's mandate is also to bring the awareness also that life, of the fact that life is more spiritual than
yes.
physical. Personally, I came to learn that in the bedroom is your sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
It's written, Pastor, in the book of Exodus 25, verse 8.
Wow, yeah.
Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them.
Mm.
A sanctuary, you can start to make it personally in your home so that God can be able to dwell.
Mm.
There's a communication in the bedroom.
Mm.
When I started to learn more about this communication is the time that I was going through a lot. I was doubting my marriage.
Sure.
I was doubting if this is the real husband that God wanted me to be with.
Mm.
Is the time my husband was drinking a lot.
Mm.
Is the time when I know on Fridays he will come back home late. He's driving and I will be worried, is he still alive?
Mm-hmm.
When he's coming late, it's not about thinking, maybe I'm thinking negative things, but I'm thinking about his safety.
Mm-hmm.
I came to learn when I go to sleep and my husband is not back home yet, I will start to get dreams. I grew up dreaming, and I came to learn that there's communications in those dreams. Mm. When they come, they will overwhelm me. I will call my family members, and they will happen the same way I dreamt.
Wow.
So with my husband, concerning the bedroom.
Okay, but so sorry, I will just interrupt you there.
Amen.
We'll quickly go on a break, and we'll be right back. Thank you so
Amen.
Much. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen.
Welcome back, welcome back. Thank you so much, my family, listeners. Thank you so much. Baie dankie julle dat julle nog ingeskakel is by Radio Kaapse Kansel. Ek is hier so met Fatiswa Igor Hassan. As a brief, if you want to send your WhatsApp, call us, send your messages to 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. Hallelujah. En vir berading kan julle ook skakel na 021-180-5744. Ons antwoord julle met liefde en met graagte. Dial in that number. God bless you. Are back and you are still here with Oof Fatiswa Igor Hassan. And she's going straight to the bedroom. I hope you are all tuned in. En julle is nog warm in hierdie winter, koue, koue winter, maandagmiddag. Oor na jou, Minister Fatiswa.
Amen. Baie dankie, Pastor Elizabeth. Yes, I was still explaining about the bedroom side. So I came to learn that there's a communication in the bedroom through my personal challenges.
Mm.
When my husband will be gone and I will go to bed being angry, when is this man coming back home, until I fall asleep.
Mm.
During that time, I will start to get a dream. Then I didn't know it's a revelation. Then I will hear how the people are making noise when my husband is drinking. Then out of the dream, I will open my eyes and it will feel so real. Then the first thing I will do is to take my phone so that I can call him and he will pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. When he picks up the phone, I will hear the same noise I also heard in my dream.
Sure.
So I will start to shout, I want him to come home, and he won't come home the same time that I'm calling him. So the first time I will do it by flesh. But when I started to change the game, mm-hmm. is when it came again, like the following weekend, the same dream came. And I opened my eyes. My husband was not there. I didn't take the phone now. There's a voice that came to my inner man. Then I didn't understand the Holy Spirit. He showed me that you go on your knees.
Mm.
When I went on my knees, I started to pray. The time I'm praying is the time the gate is opening. I could hear the car is driving in. I jumped quickly back to the bed. Because I'm realizing, but no, man, this recipe started to work, the one of me praying for my husband. So I went on my knees, back to bed, closing my eyes, and I pretended as if I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time I was shifted to change the game, to
yes.
do things differently.
Mm.
That is how I also started to stand in the gap for my husband. He used to drink and driving. He had cases of drink and driving, Elka, Naviak. But in every drunken driving, my husband will be taken out.
Sure.
So that is the year when he was delivered from alcohol. So that is my testimony, because after he got delivered from alcohol, I started to see the real good husband,
wow.
the one that I was praying
wow.
for.
Wow.
I started to see a hard worker. Mm. Remember, I resigned in year 2014, but he never complained about why did you resign? He never, we never struggled.
Mm.
He's a husband who even blessed us today with a 5-bedroom house, no
wow,
bond,
wow.
with businesses. He paid the fees for my child, my first generation, to university, because she was not getting like assistance on bursary, but he was the father who stood and took taking all responsibilities. So with my personal journey, I started to teach the women, you need to pray for your husband. Keep your bedroom clean. Don't allow clothes to lie around, because midnight hour, when we are sleeping, the Holy Spirit is in charge. Remember the night, the midnight is for the kingdom of darkness. As humans, we are sleeping, but the kingdom of darkness is in charge.
Mm.
And also our duty is to close our homes for the spirits not to enter.
Mm.
And also again, let us nurture the communication in the spirit.
Mm.
Because anything that can happen to you or your family, it will be communicated to you.
Mm.
The reason I'm more focused in bedroom is because I nurture the spirituality very well.
Mm-hmm.
I nurture the communication very well. I noticed that my family members, the ones who passed on before I was in Christ, they died while there was a communication.
Mm.
Every year at home in September, someone will die. We already knew it's a norm. my family will ask, Vaviana, you know, he draw me. Then I will make it a joke and say, yes, I'm going to dream because it's September. And someone will die the same week or the same following day after the revelation. So I realized, man, no, there's a communication here. I need God to separate me from my family because now I don't understand myself. There was a pressure where my family wanted me to be a Sangoma. I didn't believe in that. I believe that there's another communication. Because when God gives us messages spiritually in revelations, they overwhelm you as a human because you don't understand, because there's Jesus Christ who wants to save you and there's a devil who wants to capture you.
Ah, my God, my God.
For one soul. So I was that soul who was lost, but today I am found through that communication of the bedroom.
Sorry, Vatiswa, just to interrupt you there, there's something very profound that you are saying within your testimony, that in the beginning, in your brokenness, you used to shout, you used to be in the flesh and not in the spirit, because you were not guided by the spirit. By that time, you were not born again, and you did not know how to build your house on the rock, which was Jesus Christ.
Yes.
By that time, it was the marriage, let's say, was built on the sand.
Yes.
You get me now?
Yes.
And there is where I know that the enemy comes in, and he does everything, and your flesh is in operational by that time. And in the book of 1 Corinthians, we can look at it. He said, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid. So Jesus Christ already laid a foundation.
Yes.
And ever since you became born again, you started now to follow Jesus Christ. And now you started to understand that there is a way of communicating with your husband or with your children, and to make sure that that home or that marriage or that business or whatsoever is built on that foundation, which was Jesus Christ. Instead of fighting the men, instead of going on and asking so many questions, you started to go down on your knees.
Yes.
You get me now? And pray for him. Because I think, woman of God, it is there that you realize, come on, spill a different game. So let's play different sets with different sets of rules.
Yes.
This thing is not flesh. This thing is spiritual. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood.
Yeah,
we are wrestling against powers and principalities and rulers of darkness. And you say, woman of God, immediately when you understand the game, you started to do it and it worked for you.
It worked very well.
Because I remember, woman of God, this is the very same man that for you, I remember myself and you were very close. This man, but you said, I don't want my dad say, but you said, well, this man, weggooi, want niks van hom worry. And vandaag het hy vir jou 'n 5-bedroom huis gebou. In particular, face that for us, one of God, we give up so easily. We give up so easily, more special for us as God's children. Life is more spiritual, one of God, than physical. So we ought not to give up easily on God's people. If you fail to pray for him, to intercede for him whilst he's blind, remember, we are the helpmates.
Yes.
Ons is hulle helpmate. So as hulle blind is, as ons oom ook wees, so dat ons kan in die pad in die gap staan en vir hulle bid. And that is what you did, and today you benefit out of the grace of God by praying for your husband instead of giving up for your husband. You get me now? So that beautiful sanctuary is net vir die ander dinge daar binne nie. It is om te bid. As from the butt and after snake that the enemy unbring to cancel what the enemy brings into your marriage, cancel what he wants to bring into your home. Pray. Men ought to pray, says the Bible, and not to give up hope. Wow.
Because Pastor, remember, the kingdom we serve is that it is advanced. It is ahead.
Come on.
Before the devil can eliminate the soul,
come on,
it needs to be communicated with you as the chosen one and as the representative of your foundation. I recall the other time, I think last year or last of last year, my husband, he walked out of the house. When he walked out, he entered the car. The time he entered the car, I started to pray in tongues, not knowing, and calling the community in Choslova where he was visiting, because we have flats also that side. So that is the time he was also attacked. Guys just came out of the blue with 9mm firearms. So that is how the prayer saved him.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so, so much. We will continue with you just after the break. I'm so proud of you. I know I'm looking up at you. We know you've been through a lot, but by the grace of God, because of the mighty hand of God, you're still standing by his grace. We give God praise and we thank God for what God is doing. We're quickly going for a break.
Amen.
And we'll be back, right back, listeners.
Amen.
Stay tuned. Welkom, welkom terug, ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Pulpit met Pastor Elizabeth Guma. My program is Gracefully Restored for his Purpose. Minister Vivian Vatjes was nog altyd hier met ons, en soos ons kan sien, die vrou van die Heer het nou haar apron aan. Kan jy gewoon net opstaan, dat hulle net so bietjie sien, ek is nou jammer, staan net gewoon so bietjie op, staan net op, daar is sy apron, kitchen to bedroom, my God, thank you so much, Minister Vatjes. Ja, dat is die aprons, those are the aprons that they use whenever they have their functions, isn't it?
Yes.
Then they wear their aprons, and baie dankie vir die magtige woorde, Vivian, wat jy nog gesê het, one last word from you, woman of God.
Thank you so much to the listeners. I'm encouraging any mother there, even if you're single, divorced, or married, or a widow, please build your home on the foundation, the rock Jesus Christ. Build your family. You've got a generation to take care of, especially the destiny of your children. God entrusted us with our children. They are also growing to be parents tomorrow. But it's our duty to raise them in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I'm just encouraging as a mother this afternoon to do the work of God for your children. Don't take anything personal. The devil always brings challenges to us so that we can attend to the challenges by emotions. Let us lay the emotions down because the Holy Spirit is inside of us. There is no matter where God is not involved. So we are that generation of change. The change starts with us. We are game changers. Mm. Let us never take the things of this world personal. Even if they come, they have to pursue us. But there's a thin line of light that separates us from the darkness. Mm-hmm. Let us change the strategy today through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We already changed a lot of lives in our platform. Women who wanted to divorce, they were introduced to K2B. We started to show them the kingdom way. Today, they are living testimonies in Cape Town, in Joburg, amen. In Botswana. Wow. Yes, amen.
Mm. Or you said something in Cape Town?
We've got the WhatsApp platform. We've got a lot of women, even in Mthatha.
Wow.
In Bloemfontein, we went to Bloemfontein last year. Mm. They're speaking the same language now.
Wow.
Others, they've been at pastors, but when they came to K2B, they started to learn more about the spirituality.
Beautiful, yes. Beautiful. So you actually have a platform where the women meet on the platform.
Yes, on WhatsApp.
Interact with. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, wow, wow. Vatjeswa, thank you so, so much. I wish I could still keep. It's not nice to say goodbye one thing here in the studio. It's like we can just continue, but yeah.
Amen.
We want to thank the Lord for your life, woman of God. I want to thank the Lord and please my families. Let's take this. Let's not take it personal, but let's do a self-introspection. Let's change. Let's change. Whether you are a woman listening to us, whether you are a man listening to us, let us change. It is very, very important. Let us also try to build our houses, our families, our marriages, our children on a rock, which is Jesus Christ. And let's withstand the storm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't want the wind to blow and then that business, that marriage will fall. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Afrikaans say, verstandige, ons moet een verstandige man wees, wat ons huis bou op een rots, en as die wind waai, en dan staan hy, bly staan, die dwaase man bou sy huis op een sand, en as die water, die wind kom, die reen kom, en die storms kom, dan staan hy nie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So asseblief, my familie, let's do the right thing, and be blessed, my family, in hierdie koue maandag. Ons sien mekaar weer volgende week en maandag by dieselfde plek, by dieselfde stasie. See you again next week, Monday, at Radio K Pulpit. Same time, same place. I love you. Let us say, Vatjeswa Igo Hassan, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you so much for being here with us.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, woman of God.
Thank
God bless you. Shalom,
baie
dankie familie, dankie dat julle ingeskakel, mag God met julle wees, God vir julle seën, and may God protect and cover you, and may God be with you throughout this week, in the mighty name of Jesus. Build that home, don't walk out of that home, stay there till God make a change in your home,
amen.
In Jesus name, amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen,
God bless you all, thank you so much,
bye.
Hallelujah, we give God praise, we give God praise.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.